Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, making his debut on the show. I don't think we've ever had Michael Lombardi on this program, so he is making his debut. And Michael joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, guys. How are we doing?
Doing well. So I'm going to get your thoughts right out of the gate here about this Packers team. Were you surprised the Packers played like that on Sunday against L.A.?
You know, I thought they wouldn't play good defensively. They haven't played really good defensively in the last 4 weeks. Going into that game, they've given up over 1,600 yards in games. I thought that game was going to be a 35-31 Packer win. I thought it was going to be a 30, you know, in the game, maybe in the 30s, high 20s. I thought the Packers would outscore them, have the ball last. I never anticipated that Aaron Rodgers would have a worse QBR rating than Mitchell Trubisky of the Bears in a game. So, you know, and that's what happened. And look, you know, they gave up 442 yards. But here's the thing, Packer fans, and I've said this on my program on VSiN, and I've talked about it on my podcast, The GM Shuffle. The Packers defensively are relying on turnovers. They are 1-2 in games where they don't force a turnover. 1-2. And the game that they won was the Detroit game, which you can go back and forth on that game, and there was ample opportunity for them to lose that game. They are so much about how they can create turnovers. Yards, they're going to give up a lot of yards. And last week in Los Angeles, they couldn't turn over Phillip Rivers. They gave up 442 yards. Never were in the game. Never were in the game. And it's really a reflection of what I've been saying about their defense. The shock was how bad they were offensively.
So you think this defense then is overrated?
Oh, I've been saying it for weeks. Of course it's over. I mean, you give up over 1,600 yards in 4 weeks. Now, what they've been able to do is turn the ball over. And the Smith brothers, not brothers, but the Za'Darius and Preston can rush the passer. They make plays on the ball. You know, and look, that's been the key. They don't turn the ball over. I mean, there's only been three games that they've turned the ball over this year. Philadelphia, they lost. Detroit, they should have lost. And Minnesota had that comeback where they had two. So they've had seven turnovers in three games. Everybody else, the offense has been clean. And I don't know if you can live just strictly winning on turnovers. I mean, you gave up 484 to Oakland. That Oakland game is really misleading. It's 14-10. Oakland's going in to score, right? Derek Carr makes the bad play, and then he goes to the bench. And the next thing you know, Derek Carr's down. He's down 28-10, and they're out of the game. That's a little bit like what the Patriots did for years when their defense wasn't very good. Their offense won games. And I think that's ultimately what's going to have to happen in Green Bay.
Michael Lombardi, our Radio.com Sports Insider, joining us. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. All right, so let me see if you buy into this. It's ironic because Davante Adams played very well in that game against Philadelphia before getting hurt. That was the first loss for the Packers. Since then, this offense has evolved, and we saw in that Raider game, Aaron Rodgers had a field day, and it was good to see many receivers, many guys step up. Since then, really, the offense has flourished. Then all of a sudden, you put Davante Adams back into the equation on Sunday. Offense doesn't look the same. Michael, do you buy into the theory that having Davante Adams back, as crazy as it sounds, actually screwed the chemistry of this offense?
No, I don't buy that one bit whatsoever. I think they couldn't block Melvin Ingram. I think they couldn't block
Joey Bosa.
Bosa. They couldn't move the ball. They couldn't get any rhythm going. Their offensive line, Bulaga, probably played one of the worst games in his career. Never protected inside out. Let the quarterback get hit inside. They couldn't make a play. And, you know, to me it was reflective of their defense and ability to control the game and their offense and ability to convert third downs and play and stay on the field. I mean, when you're 2-for-10 on third down, you know, you're not doing very good. And look, here's the key. Aaron Jones is the key to the Packers. When he's going and they get him the ball and he's dynamic, because that's really the guy that stirs the drink. Rodgers is you know, Hall of Fame going there, but Jones is their MVP in the sense that he averages over 10 yards a catch, which is hard to do for a back.
Right.
He's their leading rusher. He's their leading receiver. When they get him going in this offense, they're much more dynamic. And the problem is, and it's going to keep being a problem based on the level of comp they're playing. I mean, look, Kyle Allen will come in there this week, and he will throw the ball against them. They're going to have a hard time getting control of games because their defense never gets control of the game.
You know, I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on this. We'll stick with Aaron Jones because some of my colleagues here in the building, specifically Gary Ellerson, former Packer, and also Bart Winkler, who does mornings on the Fan of Milwaukee, they've had this.
I've been on those shows. I've been on that one.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard this debate between them on Twitter about whether or not Aaron Jones can be in the same conversation as, say, a Christian McCaffrey or an Alvin Kamara. Do you think there's a legitimate argument there, or is Aaron Jones still, you know, one step below those guys?
Well, I mean, talent-wise, he's in that conversation. There's no doubt he's in the conversation. The problem is you've got to be in it for a long time. You've got to develop consistency and durability. Durability is as much a part of ability as anything. And for Aaron Jones, durability's been an issue, right? But when he is on the field and he's humming, he's in the conversation because what he can do, what people don't understand is the back makes the spread, not the receivers. That's why when Devontae Adams was out, the Packers could move the football because the back makes the spread. Everybody thinks it's the receivers. It's not. It's the back. And so when he's going good and things are really humming along, their offense is tough. But look, you're not going to go anywhere when your defense is giving up that many yards and you can't get off the field. And look, the Chargers are a good offense. Their offensive line played much better last week when they moved Trent Scott over to right tackle. He had been the left tackle. Okun comes back, and Eklar can run the football. They make loose plays, and Rivers is dynamic throwing it down the field. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, they've got playmakers, and they protect it. I mean, it was a tough game for the Packers.
Michael Lombardi, Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And you can always listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Going over, Michael, talking about some of the other teams in the NFL. I mean, we talk about what the Packers are right now. I think they are a step below the 49ers, the Saints, the Seahawks, but what are your thoughts on the NFC right now? Who do you really think is the best team?
Well, I think this. I think Seattle's got real issues defensively. I think they're really good, but they've got issues defensively. I think Dallas is inconsistent, but they're probably the best, right? Minnesota has severe – Xavier Rhodes doesn't cover very well in the back end. If they don't get pressure on the quarterback, they can't really cover. When they play outdoors, it becomes even a bigger problem. Green Bay – we talked about their defense and the Rams. So one of those teams are going to be watching. One of those teams are going to be standing on the sidelines watching the playoffs. Now, who is it going to be? Whoever wins the North, is it going to be one of the teams? Or is it going to be Philadelphia, who has issues defensively as well? Is it going to be the Rams? I mean, one of those teams is not going. Seattle, tough schedule coming up. You know, they play the 49ers. Then they, you know, they have a bunch of tough games ahead of them, Minnesota, all that. So I think it's really the best team in the NFC after San Francisco is New Orleans, and then the Seattle, Dallas, Minnesota, Green Bay, the Rams, and Philadelphia. All those got to improve defensively, and if they do, they'll be good. They'll be able to go in the playoffs. If they don't, one of them might be watching.
You know, I asked you about overrated defense earlier. How about most overrated football team in the NFL? I'm going to tell you mine. Cleveland Browns. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, that's easy, yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, look, when you have more commercials than you have wins, there's a problem, right? I mean, they've anointed themselves. I mean, look, I said this on Twitter. If the Cleveland Browns called up the Baltimore Ravens and said, we'll trade you Baker Mayfield for Lamar Jackson, what do you think Baltimore does?
Gee.
They laugh, right? Yeah, of course. And so, you know, I mean, look, Lamar Jackson's been dynamic. Baker Mayfield is not better than Gardner Minshew. Baker Mayfield has had 51 passes broken up in eight games. That's over almost seven a game that the defense gets their hands on footballs. That's not good. And he can't play from shotgun. They insist on making him play in shotgun. And here's another stat that I think is compelling, is the fact that anytime they ask Baker Mayfield to throw the ball 35 times or more, he's 2-10 in those games. Now that tells you all you need to know. 2-10 when he's got to throw it over 35 times. He needs to be in an offense that allows the running back and the skill players to excel. He needs play action pass. he's not carrying the team no matter how many commercials he has.
He is Michael Lombardi, our Radio.com NFL insider, joining us here on the Bill Michaels Show. You can follow him on Twitter at MLombardiNFL. And don't forget, you can check out his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Michael, always a pleasure. We will have you on again really soon. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And Michael, also brought to us by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. That is where you can go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.